Hey, and welcome back to 30 Days to Transfer. I am Scott Cooper, your Transfer Man. And you can find me at transferman.org, Instagram at transfermancc, and all socials. Hopefully you've checked out some of my YouTube videos at this point as I am touring California, checking out the Cal States and UCs throughout this beautiful state. And it's called Time to Transfer. And all of my videos are 1 minute, so you can make a minute's time. Okay, do it. Today we're talking about something that can absolutely make or break your transfer journey, and that is finding your community. So I'm going to teach you the zebra lesson, right? No, it's not a movie about racing. I'm going to teach you the zebra lesson. So let me start with a story from the animal kingdom. And have you ever wondered why zebras have stripes? I always wonder. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of funky, isn't it? Well, here's the cool thing. So zebra stripes can help them blend in with each other, right? I always wondered, like, you're not camouflaged. You're black and white, and you're on, like, a tan and green background. Like, I can totally see you, right? Well, when a predator, like a lion, sees one zebra, it's pretty easy to track. But when there's a whole group running together, the stripes blur and it's nearly impossible for the predator to lock onto a single one. I mean, this is like nature's like anti-missile lock device. And it's just stripes. Isn't that crazy? I don't know. Those kind of evolutionary things are just phenomenal to me. So zebras can stay safe because they run together. And you, my friend, are no different. When you're starting at a new college, especially as a transfer student, it's really easy to feel like you're out there alone, like the lone zebra in the middle of the savannah. That's when you're most vulnerable to stress, to burnout, to giving up. So, what's the solution, you may ask? Well, find your herd. Find your stripes. That's what today's all about. Transfer students succeed when they are connected to their school. So when you have a community, you get a lot of support when things get tough, understanding from people who get it, who have a similar background, resources and opportunities you may have never found on your own. When you are talking to people in this community, you are not only sharing strength, you're sharing ideas and you're sharing opportunities. Motivation to keep going when you feel like giving up. So if you're a first generation student, raise your hand. All right. Hey, don't raise your hand in traffic, okay? Keep your hands on your steering wheel. All right. So you are the first in your family to go to college. This is even more important because chances are your family loves and supports you, but they may not fully understand what you're going through because they haven't been there themselves. So that's where your community college comes in. They know the challenges, the deadlines, and the pressure, and these groups are like your safety net. They get you. So in a minute, let's go over all the different groups that I can think of off the top of my head that you're going to want to take a look at. Welcome back. So where do you find your stripes? So where do you go to find your herd? So here are some great places. And I'm mentioning these places because these are at the community college and they're at the four-year university. So one thing we always like to do when I worked for the TRIO programs is we would try to get people connected to the TRIO programs at the four-year. So it was kind of like a seamless transition, right? So the more you can get involved in these at your community college, the more you're connected, you finish this year strong, and you go forth and you go into the next environment looking for these things, right? Because you're a big fish in a small pond right now. And when you jump out of that pond and into a bigger pond, you're going to feel like a smaller fish. These are, what's with the animal connections today, huh, Transfer Man? Huh? I know. It's like I don't know. It just seems like a really apropos thing to talk about, right? So as you jump to a bigger pond, you are going to want to find your herd, or in this case, if we're talking about fish, your school. School of fish. Gosh. Go Transfer Man. Okay, here are the different programs. So where do you go to find your herd? Here are some great places to start. The EOP program, Educational Opportunity Programs, this started way back in the 60s, dedicated to first-generation low-income students. They do a great job at helping students get to the four-year school. You have your own counselor. It's awesome. And it continues. The Cal State system has the EOP program, right? We call it EOP&S. In the community college, it's EOP in the four-year. TRIOs, TRIO SSS, Student Support Services. These are both in community college and in the four-year. MESA, Mathematics, Engineering, Science Achievement. If you're a STEM student, this is a great group to get involved in. They have MESA programs in a lot of different schools throughout the United States. The Transfer Center or Transfer Programs. Almost every school I know of has a Transfer Center to welcome in the new transfer students. And I definitely want you getting involved with your Transfer Center at your community college now. Student Ambassador Programs are really, really cool. A lot of community colleges have them, but four-year schools have them too. And sometimes that's a paid position as part of your federal work study. So definitely look into those. If you're part of Foster Youth, super awesome programs, Guardian Scholars, check that out. And I want you to look into affinity centers. Well, let's talk about this real quick. So Black Student Success Center, Dreamer Resource Center, Pride Center, there are centers and clubs and groups for religious and faith-based groups. A lot of, they call them affinity centers for cultural, ethnic, or identity-based support. These are great. Pacific Islander. I mean, there's a lot of different organizations on campus. Clubs are a great support network. Activities, student clubs like Rotary, you know, the college version of Rotary is the Rotaract. I'm the Rotaract advisor. We do volunteering and community service. These are groups that you're going to find people going in the same direction as you, like zebras running together. Not only are you going to not be a target from those things like burnout and all that other stuff, but you're running together and that energizes you. It keeps you going forward. Don't be afraid to try something new. So you don't have to stick with just one group. Think of it like test driving a car. You might not know what fits until you try it out. When you're researching the schools that you want to go to, look into these things and don't wait till you've transferred. Start now. Start today at your community college. Get involved in things, okay? My oldest daughter, she joined a group and it was for women surfers and it was called the Betty Boarders. And they got together twice a week and surfed. And all kinds of friendships came from that, right? Super cool. She also tried salsa dancing, which I thought was totally unlike her, but she loved it. And it was part of your student activities fee, right? So the relationships you can build now really are going to support you through your transfer process now and into the future. Okay. So it wouldn't be a Transfer Man episode without a bad dad joke. So what do you call Batman when he's injured? Bruised Wayne. Okay. Okay. That's a little bit better. I know it doesn't have to do with zebras, but oh, I guess it does. Batman. Get it? All right. The big picture, guys. Sorry. I'm cracking myself up today. You got to have fun as Transfer Man, right? Here's the bottom line. We succeed when we find our community. So just like zebras rely on the herd to survive, you need to find your stripes, your peeps, your resources, your support system. The road to transfer can be tough in a lot of ways, but it doesn't have to be lonely. So this week, I want you to take one small step. I want you to visit a resource center, join a student club, or simply introduce yourself to someone new in one of your classes, right? Form a study group. You don't have to do everything all at once. Small connections can really lead to big support. All right, that's it for today's episode. Remember, don't go it alone. Find your herd, find your stripes, and run with others who will support you in your transfer journey. Next time, we're going to talk about how to connect your educational goals to your life purpose. And why that matters more than just getting a degree. So until then, transfer on.